This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we go with another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is the leader of Talkers Magazine, the producer, the director, the entrepreneur that has, over the past 30-some-odd years, brought the news from the world of talk, the kingdom of talk radio, to those of us who are inside the world and those who are outside, because a lot of people like to go to talkers.com and read the insightful overviews of what's going on with hosts and what's going on in the business and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what Talkers is all about. So, with that introduction, yes, King Michael.
I love it. The kingdom. Remember when businesses called themselves, you know, the Tire King?
Tire Kingdom. No, there was Tire Kingdom.
Was there Tire Kingdom?
Tire
right.
Kingdom, yes.
It was. Yeah. Kingdom.
Yes. Yeah. Or a fiefdom. Not, I can't imagine Tire Fiefdom, though.
Well, Burger King still does it.
You there know, you go.
So it still exists. But everything was King or Rama.
Right.
Talk-O-Rama.
The king of talk radio. That was Limbaugh, right? Has there ever been a queen of talk radio? Next, here's an idea for we'll talk about this later on in more detail, but next Friday is the annual Talkers Convention down at Hofstra University in New York on Long Island. And there will be a lot of men who do talk radio, and there are a lot more women doing it now. So can we, who's getting the award this year? There's always an award for a female
woman of the year. It's going to be Martha Zoller.
Right.
Fine woman from Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah. Georgia Peach, if you will.
Yeah. But you were talking, you and I think off the air, we're talking about Mandy Connell, who's in Denver, who I had kind of lost track of until you told me that she was a fan. I'd forgotten about her.
Her name is pronounced Connell. Yeah, Mandy Connell. And she worked her way up to be the Woman of the Year last year, and maybe 15 years ago, 17 years ago, when she was beginning her career, she told me her goal in radio was to be the Woman of the Year at Talkers. So we had her do the presentation to that year's Woman of the Year, which was Laura Ingraham. We have a history. What a history of this medium. It goes back for, well, Talkers is celebrating its 33rd anniversary this year. And
there's an honor named for your first wife. And I'm trying to remember some of the people who have won that or the other.
That's the Humanitarian of the Year Award, and that's that goes back many years. And you know, people that utilize the medium to help people.
Yeah,
and either through natural disasters or through the raising of money or the shining the light on awareness of things. So we cover the whole scene, but the awards that Talkers presents to people are taken very seriously, and as a result, we are very serious about we meaning the editorial board. It's not an election. It's not a vote. It's not a popularity contest. But there is a lot of serious up and back goes on. But the real historic award that has the big news-making aspect to it, the controversy, has been the Freedom of Speech Award. And I know you're he's laughing, folks, because he remembers some of the battles over who gets the Freedom of Speech Award and exactly what it means. What does freedom?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a good. It doesn't mean the stuff you talk about is good. It just means you get attention, and you have done a good job at doing your job. I think that's what I take away.
Yeah, utilizing the First Amendment, applying it. You know, because if the First Amendment is not tested, it doesn't really have any meaning.
There's no voice.
Yep. You know, so it's all very interesting. Do we have time now before the break for me?
Yes, I think we should go through the list here of the stories and the people.
We're going to
yes.
zip through them at lightning speed. At number 10, the death of Tina Turner. At number 9, social media and warnings about artificial intelligence. There were Chinese hackers who occupy the 8th spot. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, Target pulls LGBTQ merchandise. Their stock value has gone down as a result of their stepping into controversy. Hunter Biden's investigation is 5. AM radio in the cars is still an issue at number 4. And number 3, a wide array of things called Trump's legal battles. The debt ceiling is at number 2. And number 1 was Ron DeSantis finally officially announcing that he is going to run for president. So DeSantis
rather clumsily. It would seem.
Yeah, it's all been clumsy, but anything that's clumsy will be spotlighted, and everything that happens now will be forgotten. This reminds me of in the football world deciding who's going to win the Super Bowl after the first.
Who remembers?
You know, the first game of the
won.
Year.
Yeah.
And the people list, we have Tina Turner at 10, 9, Vladimir Putin, 8, Elon Musk. Elon Musk. At 7, we have Hunter Biden, Gary Shapley, that whole brouhaha. Jim Farley at 6, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith at 5, Trump is at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, comes with the territory of his job, and Joe Biden also, he's talked about a lot because he's president of the United States.
He's the president and resident. That's our Joe. There was a Jack Smith who was the president of General Motors for 11 years. I'm remembering him. Now, isn't it funny how memory comes back? I worked at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was in college. And Mr. Smith lived in Framingham and ran the plant at the time. And he used to pick me up and bring me to work and then bring me home in the afternoon after the shift.
Really?
Very interesting guy. He was nothing but a bean counter. But an interesting bean counter, and he worked his way up the ladder and became the president of General Motors. And so when I saw his name, it had fond memories. Not the same guy, obviously, but just memories that we have. When went through the list, we came to Ron DeSantis and his bid for the White House. So I, as usual, did something different this week rather than talk about what the obvious was. I looked for the most controversial bills that he had signed into law in Florida. I thought maybe that would be a way of shaping his, the sphere of influence as he officially announces this week, as you mentioned, his run for president. He has been very prominent, and there's a difference, but not much, in what I see. The far right has Trump and DeSantis to choose from, and they're both the kind of two peas in a pod. Do you think the public agrees with that or not, Michael?
We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
I find it interesting how the increasing number of people on the Republican side who are running for president, they always have trouble answering the questions. So what separates you from Trump?
Right. Well, here are some of the things that he passed, that he signed into law. A restriction on drag shows. We're not talking about drag racing. The criminalization of gender-affirming care for minors. Critical race theory. Parental rights and educational expansion. Concealed weapons without a permit. Transgender sport participation and bathroom bills. And a 6-week abortion ban. Those are things.
Have you noticed a running theme?
I have, thank you. Yeah, yeah. And you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's a stoker of what's called the culture wars.
Yep, it's all culture stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all on purpose, and it's all, for me anyway, it's heinous to look at this stuff. We all have different points of view for sure on these things. I mean, I don't want my grandchildren to be exposed to a lot of this stuff that's being taught in certain schools, certain places, the critical race theory stuff, the open sexuality discussions that 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds are having. I don't think there's a place for that in the public schools, but that's me. Apparently a lot of people in Florida agree with that, but is it really the way he feels, or is this just a way of getting votes? Isn't that the question? More specifically,
is this the stuff that the presidency should be focused on?
That's the real question.
It's not a matter of whether those issues are important or not. It's a matter of whether or not they are stuff that the executive branch of the United States government under the president should be focused on.
What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's just emotional stuff. I think it's important stuff, but I don't think it's... I think the president should be, there's an old expression, above the fray, flying above the clouds. I think the president should be dealing with stuff that affects everybody and is basically matters of the economy and matters of security.
Right. Keep the country safe and strong.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
The rest of it's garbage. Marjorie Taylor Greene this week. This is a countdown extra kind of because I can't avoid Marjorie Taylor Greene in any circumstance. She's just got too much going for her.
She feels the same about you. Maybe
I hope so. She's paid $100,000 or so the story goes, that she paid $100,000 for Kevin McCarthy's used chapstick. Huh? Did you hear that?
No, I haven't. This is breaking news.
Yes, it is. There was an auction. She came out, made a $100,000 bid for this item. McCarthy announced that he would throw a dinner for the winner and any donors and supporters. So the money has gone to help a cause that's near and dear to McCarthy's heart, apparently. But then he throws a dinner for the people, and then you can imagine what the other side had to say. Ms. Omar tweeted, "They do this insane chapstick crap while the country teeters on default."
Rome burns, Nero fiddles.
Right, exactly. So anyway.
But even that's crap.
Of course it's crap.
All right,
and so here's, speaking of that, we got time for this, James? Marjorie Taylor Greene calls for decorum, and the response from the people.
Decorum.
Listen to this.
The members are reminded to abide by decorum of the House.
So apparently she was upset because the Democrats were making a lot of racket about something she was trying to get done. And so she's reminding them about decorum, and they all just howled in laughter.
She is the paragon of dignity. And
yes, she is. That's for sure. All right, 18 after. This is the countdown.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through a number of the issues from the charts that are published every week at Talkers Magazine and also on GoodDayShow.com. Number six this week is the Target LGBTQ. I swallow on that sometimes. Yeah, I don't
get
it
out properly. It's a long list of complicated consonants.
You know, but do you understand what they were doing? They had to remove some of the merchandise from the store. Pride Month is coming up, and so I think that's why they put it in there. But then there were threats from people on social media, threats aimed at workers at Target stores, employees. The employees had nothing to do with the decision to put that stuff.
Isn't that amazing how people would blame the worker?
Oh, my God.
But it seems that any company out there that tries to cozy up to or target, if you'll pardon the expression, the gay community, the trans community, all of this LGBTQ realm, they get terrible negative blowback.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe they should stay out of that arena.
Well, I think they're probably thinking that now, too, which is kind of a shame. I mean, why does it hurt you to have something from lesbian or gay or bisexual? Why does it hurt you? I don't get why it hurts you. I guess
ain't human nature interesting that we're in each other's faces?
Yeah,
we you know, it's almost like the battles that go on among Orthodox religious people that you're not religious enough for me.
Yeah,
it's not only we want freedom for ourselves. We want to control what everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
We take offense. And that's all part of this culture war stuff.
None of your business.
We're in each other's faces as human beings. That's what
because we haven't got enough to do. We don't focus on ourselves enough. Look at the mirror when you're in the morning or at night or whenever you can. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. That's what I do. I talk to myself.
Do you really?
I do.
Interesting. When did this begin?
Oh, it's having a lot. Dr. Freud, it's been going on for a long time.
And so, and then you start talking to yourself.
Yeah, but with
it
regard to...
Do you do it when you are fully dressed?
Yeah, no, actually, I like looking at myself naked.
All right.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new format now.
Yes, naked news. Naked. No, somebody's taken that already.
Oh, naked news is an old, is an old thing, yeah.
Yeah. Let's stick with number six here for a minute because it has gotten a lot of attention. Montana this week, this is sort of a related story, has enacted a law specifically targeting drag story hours, the drag stuff. And what that means, I don't know what it means. I do know what it means, but I don't know what it means. I mean, what's the, this is the first state to specifically prohibit anyone wearing drag from reading to children in schools or libraries. Okay. So that's a family-friendly sort of a thing. Why would someone think that it was appropriate to be dressed in drag and read to children in story hour? What? Who comes up with this stuff in the first place? Why would it even be a thing? Who? Where would that be? How would that be conceived?
Well, I guess the root of its purpose is to make children feel comfortable with any kind of offbeat sexual expression.
What do you think about that? I think
I think we have to back away from having sexuality be part of educational system, especially public education.
Yeah,
we got to rethink it.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's actually, in my mind, ridiculous. All right, Michael and Doug continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6th defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6th cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here at the behest of Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list and the people list, so I'm picking out, as I often do, some of the things that I think are most intriguing to get Michael's, not spin on them. I don't like that. You know, I always love. Is O'Reilly going to be at the conference?
He's not speaking this year.
He's not speaking this year.
Okay. We had him 2 years in a row, and it's time to move on. But he's been a long-time participant in the conference.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting guy. The reason I brought it up is because I was about to say you put your spin on things, and I think that that's one of
the spin zone.
Right. And he was always saying, this is the no spin zone. And it was anything but the no spin. It was all spin.
I know. And he always has a twinkle in his eye when he says that.
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah. So when it comes to spin, number two, the debt ceiling, and who's saying what about whom, and the issues, et cetera, the White House obviously on one side, Republicans are the bad guys, Republicans say no, the Democrats are the bad guys. The bottom line is that they are closing in on a deal, that will raise the debt limit for the next 2 years. And the rest of it is all hyperbole. It's all politics. It's all bunkum. But we talk about it as
about it as if we understand it.
Yeah. The numbers.
And when you think about some of those absolute numbnuts that are in the Congress, how the hell do they know what it's all about? Mm-hmm. Do you think that Kevin McCarthy or any of them, left, right, Democrats, Republicans, understand the economy enough to be able to make decisions?
Some can't even balance their checkbook, for God's sake.
Yeah, why don't they? Maybe George Santos should be given the job
putting
that together. I feel like a hypocrite sometimes when people ask me to comment on these issues of the economy that are so abstract. You know, the debt ceiling, the trade deficit, what it means to the economy. You got guys out there talking about it like it's that they just totally understand it, and
right.
yet they don't.
No.
They don't understand it any more than the average person who doesn't understand it.
Well, all the average person knows is what it's going to cost them in credit card interest rate.
Right.
And if you're going to buy a house, it's going to be 6.5% interest if you sign the deal this week. And so other than that, it means nothing. Zero. I had this conversation. It's akin to understanding, and this is something you and I both love to talk about. When it comes to the Webb telescope, if you go to the NASA website and see some of the things, every week I go in there and look at these new pictures of worlds that we never knew existed. Now that the Webb thing is out there a million miles from Earth, able to take pictures. And even understanding how this thing got built and the fact that the teeniest little screws and the things that held this thing together basically on a shoestring, and yet it goes out, it launches, it opens up from the capsule, it is perfection. And the damn thing is a million miles away from the Earth, and it's sending back every 3 seconds pictures of a world that no one knew existed before those pictures were taken.
Hmm. Well said.
Am I being too dramatic? I just think
No, well said. But
we
can't figure out how to have electric vehicles not create static for AM radio.
Right, Oh, my God, these people.
Look at the difference between things we can do and then things we claim we can't do.
Yeah.
Talk about spin. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. But, for those listening, when you said the web, for a second I thought the Internet. And
the
James Webb Space Telescope. It's that space telescope named after a controversial guy. It's controversy over whether or not he deserves having the telescope named
after
him.
Well, the controversy was whether he was supporting things that weren't certainly these days politically correct.
The culture wars.
Yeah.
But this telescope is seeing things that is upending a lot of the orthodoxy of the science community.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've complained to you about a long time. For years, I have questioned the Big Bang and the notion.
I don't think there's anything to that. Nothing.
You know? You talk about intelligent, educated authorities being wrong.
Yep. Science is always disproving itself.
That's the point of science.
You hear it every day. People say, all these COVID phonies, the science backed, blah, 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 blah. And it was all bunkum. If we look back now at these 3 years of wasted time in our lives where we were culled and cowed into doing something that there was no good reason to do, not only our country, but the world crumbled at the behest of a few people who turned out to be cucamongas at best and liars at worst. And for what? What did Fauci gain out of all of this? Who the hell knows? Look at his stock portfolio. He's one of the most, and we've talked about how many, for 2-3 years he was always in the people list every week from talkers, and yet nobody really got to the bottom of who this guy was and or is. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's a liar. He's whatever you want to make him out to be, but yet he was the most credible source and the highest paid employee in the federal government. He was making more than the President of the United States. And you can hear in my voice how annoyed I was. I was annoyed from the beginning. The first day of this, I said on the air, what are we doing? Why are we going down the street? I'm not afraid of this. Why are you afraid of it? Anyway, I'm off on a toot. Sorry. I'm doing a talk.
I'm avoiding playing devil's advocate for fear of opening that can of worms and re-arguing the pandemic stuff.
Yeah.
You know? What you're expressing is a feeling that many, many people have.
Okay, so what's replaced that? Is this target on the gay community or whatever it is, the transsexual community? What, I don't even like calling it a community. What I think is important here, the Indiana Medical Board this week ruled that a doctor violated privacy laws by talking publicly about he provided an abortion to a 10-year-old girl who had been raped. And this woman was told to turn in her license, and she didn't. She refused to do that. But this is what, you know, we've gone from the phobia of COVID to the phobia of having to dig into all of this stuff. How does it help us, I guess, is the question.
It goes back to what I said before. We're in each other's faces. We are constantly arguing over ethics, science, reality, ideology, and what it is to be human and how human beings should conduct themselves as social creatures. It comes down to the fact that human beings are creatures that are obsessed with being individuals and being left alone. At the same time, we have equal impulses to be in each other's faces and not leave each other alone. We're both independent creatures and social creatures at the same time. And all of these issues come down to that point where we battle our own nature. Do we want to be our brother's keeper? Do we want to tell each other how to live? Or do we just want to live on our own, off the grid with our guns and our fences? What do we want?
That was very well put. With our guns and our fences. So in the meantime, everybody's angry about something. I thought it was very interesting this week. Ms. Greiner, who had been in the Russian prison for as long as she was and couldn't say anything good about America, seems to have changed her point of view and now seems to be a big supporter of the flag and Star Spangled Banner, and I am so happy to be an American. And yet, when you look at some of this, if we were doing a sports top 10, the WNBA would probably have to be in there because of people like this Elena Del Don, I think is how her name is pronounced, yet another angry WNBA star yelling and screaming on the courts. She's sick of being treated like a rookie. Who the hell does the media think I'm the greatest? You know, this kind of stuff. Mm. And if you look at her vexing moments and you think, where do these people come from? This woman is... She's playing in a very elite league, and she's playing well. So what does she have to be angry? Why are these people so angry?
You bring up a great question. You know,
what are you angry about?
I haven't followed the WNBA that carefully. Has it become a hotbed of gender issues?
Yes. Because all these women are so angry. They were angry because they didn't get paid. Well, the stats came out this week, and actually more people watched the WNBA finals than watched the NBA finals, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there were 9 million people watching one of the games I saw, and there were only 7 million watching the Celtics and the Heat one night this week. So, I mean, they maybe have a point when it comes to what, you know, what they're being paid, but just the way they express them is just maybe the way the news media is playing it. Maybe I'm a sexist. I could be a sexist.
No, you're one of the most enlightened people in the world when it comes
Thank
to
you,
that.
Thank you, Michael.
Right. Sexist. I would never think of you that way.
No. All right.
But I don't know. This is people, you know, just everybody's angry. Everybody uses their platform. Not everybody. People use their platform for more than just the obvious reason that they have a platform.
Right.
You know, they play basketball. You know, it's like throw a ball through a hoop, you know?
I think the big controversy next week, I'm going to predict right now, the big story next week is going to be a new theory that all blue-eyed people are descendant from one single person. Okay, can we delve into that next week? We have time for that next week?
Yeah. I don't know if you're kidding or I don't know.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of truth to it.
All people are descended from two people.
Yeah, Adam and Eve. There you go.
Or what that represents. I mean, there is the feeling that somewhere, someplace, it you know, the river comes from some source.
Yep, and the universe.
And that's an interesting, you know, that's an interesting mm-hmm. question. But blue-eyed people, I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm not going anywhere because we have to pause. I want to get in a couple of highlights from Talkers Convention that's next week. Stand by here. This is the countdown.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
All right, here we are at 48 at the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. As it turns out, you and I will do this program next week. But it will not be when we normally... Well, the people will hear it when they normally hear it, but we're going to do it early because you have to prepare for the Talkers Convention. I'm not going to be on the air next week. Because you asked me, it's the first time I've come to every, I may be the only one other than you who's been at every Talkers Convention, and I've never been to the early part, I don't, because I'm on the air, I've never, ever, in the 30, whatever number of years you've had the countdown, I've never been there at the beginning.
Yeah, so and that's the session that we call Let's Talk About Doug Behind His Back.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
you're well, in I'm for a shock.
Put my foot down for that.
Yep, things yep. Start. Actually, the best part of it is the opening, when everybody's all fresh and nobody has bad breath.
Right.
And you sure ever been around a bunch of conventioners after a 10-hour day?
B.O. Yeah. I don't want to name names, but anyway. All right, so the highlight of the convention... What's your prediction?
Oh,
and then
gosh.
We'll see what how it comes
the
through.
The highlight of it? It's full of highlights. I mean, we have amazing people from the industry are speaking, and there are issues that range from, you know, the future of whether radio will continue to exist, the relation between all the different forms of talk media, the politics of it, the AM radio and the cars deal. We're going through such changes in society, and these impact talk media. Talk shows are a reflection of what we're going through, you know, as a species. Back to what I always bring it to. So, you know, this is probably the more highlights than any we've ever done.
All right, so that's good. Look forward to the coverage. You can find it all at talkers.com. Where you can find all of these stories and people. The lists are there. Also at gooddayshow.com. Doug and Michael, the 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Yes, the theme from The Little Mermaid. Oh, well, maybe not. Yes, the iconic, it's described. How many different times have you heard this theme described as iconic? There are a half a dozen movie themes that make it into the icon status. This may be the first, and then there was the Star Wars theme, and then the Indiana Jones theme, and then the Rocky theme. How many more can you come up with, Tucker, that are...
Superman's a good one.
Superman.
Anything by John Williams, Doug.
Yeah, right, and that's
but
it.
But Bond is a great one.
Why are we playing James Bond?
I was looking at this week in movie history. I noticed that on May 27th, which is tomorrow, 1973, Live and Let Die hit theaters, which is the first James Bond appearance by Roger Moore. I was the first James Bond movie I ever went to see in a movie theater. My parents went to took me. And I one thing about myself is I have a really good memory, almost photographic, of where I saw certain movies. I saw that film at the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York, at Duplex, two theaters, one on one side, one on the other, left side. And I always remember the end when Yabba Kodo, who was the villain, had Roger Moore's Bond in a pool with a shark. Uh-huh. And then he used that watch to cut his rope. Right. I always remember that. and Jane Seymour was the Bond girl, Solitaire.
Yes.
That film. But yeah, first Bond film I ever saw in a theater, Live and Let Die, released this day in movie history, 1973.
All right, let's fast forward to the box office totals that we'll be talking about on Tuesday, because Monday is a holiday, although right. hopefully you'll be here with me, because we'll do the live program as we do pretty much every holiday. We'll be talking about The Little Mermaid, I'm guessing, because
yeah,
I mean,
it's tracking well. It's estimating it could do around $120 million in its first 4 days. That would be a really good, really good opening. I got to tell you, you know, it really is. And I'll let's talk about this conversation real quick. The concept of woke in the casting of this film, I just think it's way overboard. I mean, there's some real nastiness on social media about the fact that this young African American actress was cast as Ariel in this movie. I guess there's a conversation to have about this stuff, but some of it.
Who is she? Halle Berry? Who? Bailey? Who
I
is?
I think
she?
She's relatively unknown. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen clips. I haven't seen the film yet.
So the evil witch is Melissa McCarthy. She plays the baddie. I noticed in one of the trades that Ms. McCarthy has been talking about the hostile workplace
that made
her physically ill. When it came to this, and she's been complaining about other things, other projects that she's been involved in, but apparently this is a Disney movie, right? Little Mermaid, is that a Disney movie?
It is,
or is
a Disney
it not?
Movie.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I mean, they've taken all their library of animated and made them all into live action. This is the latest. I got to just want to point out, Warner Brothers released its coming attraction trailer to Barbie. It's a live action version of Barbie.
Right.
Margot Robbie. Ryan Gosling. It's directed by Greta Gerwig, who did the movie Little Women. I'm assuming there's some sort of metaphor here. That's the reason. If a $100 million movie is going to appeal to families. I got to tell you, Doug, after watching this trailer, it just feels to me like I'm watching, this could be the second coming of Hudson Hawk. Like, it just feels like a massive bomb. Like, to me, maybe I'm missing something, but if this movie misses, it can miss really big. The Saving Grace probably has a good soundtrack, but if you watch the trailer, I mean, it looks like, I say to myself when I watched it, like, why would you spend $100 million and cast these two stars in this project? I don't get it, but Maybe I'm just not the audience.
I'm now, you've sent me back into a tailspin of memories with Bruce Willis as Hudson Hawk. Aiello, Danny Aiello was in that.
Yes.
I always thought, I frankly thought that was an entertaining movie.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
very,
but it was fun.
When harpoons were hanging up.
Right. All right, Chugger, I have a great Memorial Day weekend. Talk to you on Monday on the Good Day program. It's now 58 past the hour, boys and girls.
Marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.